for me, the saddest thing about the times I live in is the lack of a sense of wonder. Of course, this is true. Our world, even ourselves, the way we interact with each other, all of these things are filled with such complexity that we can't really know them. As H.L. Mencken said, the effect of science is to make mankind vain. Penetrating so many secrets, we cease to believe in the unknowable. But there it sits, nevertheless, philosophically licking its chops. The Shanaki this week is about the wonder of the world. A little bit of that magic that lurks in the ordinary things that we pass by in our daily hurry. It's called The Toughest Trees Ever. For the Shanaki, I'm Patrick McLean. I've become fascinated by trees. I've always liked them, but David Allen Sibley's Guide to Trees has really sparked my interest. If you see me out and about and I'm staring at a tree, it's not because I've gone any farther off the deep end. It's my new curiosity. So the other day, I'm on my way to a meeting, and I'm stopped dead in my tracks by a tree that has very distinctive leaves. I mean, they have to be distinctive for me to remember them, because I've just figured out how to tell the difference between an oak and a maple. So there I am, late to a meeting, staring at this tree. When I get home, I look it up. Turns out, it's a ginkgo tree. They're often used in cities because they are very hardy. And hardy is a horticultural term which means hard to kill. But when it comes to the ginkgo, it should mean damn nigh impossible to kill. Don't take my word for it. There's a tree that was half a mile away from the atomic blast at Hiroshima, and it's still alive. This ginkgo tree is called Hosenji, because anything that lives through an atomic explosion gets a nickname in Japan. Hosenji survived, but the temple that was planted next to it didn't make it. When the temple was rebuilt, it was suggested that the tree might be transplanted to make construction easier. This suggestion was quickly shot down. Instead of moving the tree, they designed the temple around it. This might be because they were Buddhists and revered life. Then again, it might be because anything that is tough enough to survive a nuclear explosion is something you don't want to mess with. It's been exposed to gamma rays. Who knows what happens when it gets angry? But the weirdness of the ginkgo tree does not end there. It's a profoundly odd plant. So odd, in fact, that it's in its very own division in the plant kingdom. And the ginkgo biloba is the only member of its division. So where the willow oak in my backyard is classified like this, kingdom plantae, division magnoliphyta, order phagalis, genus quercus, family Fagacea, section Lobatae, species Fellows. The ginkgo has this odd classification, kingdom Plantae, division Ginkophytae, which only has one tree in it, which is this tree we're talking about, class Ginkgogupsida, order Ginkgogoalis, family Ginkgogacea, genus Ginkgo, species G. biloba. It's as if the word ginkgo means I don't know in Latin, because botanists don't have much of an idea how this tree is related to other trees. They call the tree a living fossil, because it's the only one left of its kind. Or rather, it's the only kind left of its kind. It would be like jumping forward in time 270 million years and finding that all the cultures and nations we know now have been wiped out, except for the Finns. And they're weird to begin with. Oh, sure, you'd find some records of the Swedes and the Danes and the Norse, but for some reason, only the people from Finland would have survived. And let's consider what it means for these trees to be 270 million years old. Dinosaurs only appeared 230 million years ago, which means by the time the dinosaurs did show up, the ginkgo tree had 40 million years under its belt already. Not only are these the kind of trees that can survive an atomic blast, they're tough enough to look at a T-Rex and say, "You think you're hot shit? We'll see." 160 million years later, a meteor slammed into the Earth, and the dinosaurs, and most everything else on the planet, died. But not the ginkgo. Oh no, the ginkgo tree lived on. In my head, the wise old ginkgo tree turns to the T-Rex and says, "Told you so." And the T-Rex looks up into the ginkgo with wide, fearful eyes, seeking some kind of solace from a fellow land creature in the face of certain oblivion. And the tree adds, "Yeah, And your great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy was a punk, too. These trees aren't nice. These trees are survivors. By scientists' estimate, an impact big enough to create the layer of black ash found in the KT barrier in the fossil record and wipe out the dinosaurs would have had to have the energy of 100 trillion tons of TNT. That's 2 million times greater than the most powerful nuclear bomb ever tested. That means that the ginkgo tree that got bombed at Hiroshima would have been legitimately entitled to say, "Is that all you got?" Oh, if these trees could talk, the smack they would talk. Surely the ginkgo biloba are the toughest trees ever. Maybe they had saber-toothed ancestors that were tougher. I'm not putting anything past a tree that can survive a meteor strike, but those ancestors weren't survivors. So I feel we must convey the eye of the tiger tree division to the ginkgo biloba. Not everyone feels this way. Wikipedia has the ginkgo listed as an endangered species. Not critically endangered, just middle-of-the-road endangered. And it may be true, but I find it hard to comprehend. When there's 10 or 20 of them planted as ornamental trees around an office park in Charlotte, North Carolina, I figure they have to be doing okay. That, and the next time I walk past one, I know I'm going to hear it say, "You think you're hot shit? We'll see. You punks haven't even made it to your first million years yet." Be sure to visit patrickemclean.com and subscribe to the feed. My goal for 2010 is a blog post a week and a podcast a month. And no matter what I do, whatever I do, it's going to appear in the patrickemclean.com feed. It's kind of one feed to rule them all, if you will. So if you like what I do, it's all going to be there and you won't have to hunt for it.